Live and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
So glad you're with me today. We can't forget about what's going on, especially when you really need to think back to when you were young. All of our bumper music brings you a message. And that's the message, is to not forget about when you were a kid, because it is 100% different than what the kids today are going through. I know kids hate to hear, well, when I was blah, blah, blah. If we can get rid of the, you know, I had to walk to school both ways for 5 miles in bare feet, get rid of those stories and be honest with them. Kids crave honesty. And they soak up the truth. That's why you have to be careful. I'm hearing from more and more parents that are literally homeschooling their kids right now that they might not actually send them back to class. The kids are happier. There's no bullying. Well, depending on what, unfortunately, their household is like. They're not worried about bullies. They get to eat what they want to eat. They're actually learning stuff. So maybe we do have to take the good with the bad with all of this shutdown. Maybe we'll get more people homeschooling their kids and realizing that, wow, you know, we can survive on one income. Maybe it's more important we be there for the kids. 884-9910, if you'd like to call in. It's going to be a few minutes, though, because we have another interview right now. Jesse Hurley, running for Congressional District 2 against Mark Amaday, the incumbent. Jesse, thanks for being on the show today.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. So, Jesse, first off, do you have a website or Facebook page in place so people can find out more about you?
Yeah, I do. I have a Facebook page in place, and that's not a problem. So just go on Facebook and look me up on Facebook search, and it should be / Hurley for NV on Facebook. I hadn't really thought about the bringing up the Facebook thing, but yeah, sure. And I'm also organizing a website right now, www.hurleyfornv.com.
Now, how are you doing the four?
F-O-R, not the number four, because the four, okay. The number four sounds kind of hokey.
It's half of the people use the number, half of the people use the word, so I...
You're absolutely right. Yeah, no, and I'm not judging. I'm just saying it didn't fit me. And by the way, I just heard what you just said about homeschooling. I was homeschooled from third grade all the way through high school.
And really?
I have to tell you, it was probably the best thing that set me up in life ever. And following that, I went to work for the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, and I would not have been able to get in that place if I didn't have that experience, because it was self-taught. Mm-hmm. A lot of things you learn as a kid are amazing.
Yeah, I'm hearing from a lot more parents that they're just deciding to, and that's also why some congresspeople are coming out and saying that they need to get rid of homeschooling. And we can't have that. We have to give parents options.
No.
We have to give kids options.
The ultimate thing about banning homeschooling is just be more government control. And that's a liberal ideology that I can't support. I'm sorry.
All right. What made you decide?
It's pushed down.
What made you decide to run against an incumbent who's been in there and reelected numerous times? What prompted you to do that?
Well, several things. And, Mark's a great guy, and I actually kind of like him. He's a good personal person, and I'm not really going to say anything bad against him. A, because it's against the House rules to speak against the President of the United States or a fellow senator or a congressman. Any type of attack like that is illegal under House rules. But people do it every day, And Speaker Pelosi was the last one who was had her words taken down from the congressional record because she did that to President Trump. But so I will never, ever say anything bad about Mark. However, I will say this. I would not have done the things he has done. One, he supported the impeachment process. He was the only representative in the House who was a Republican who supported the impeachment process. The process. Ultimately, he did vote against it. Good for him. But public coming out and saying that from when you're from the president's own party doesn't look so good. And so it disadvantaged his office, but more importantly, it disadvantaged us as Nevadans. Because if you think about it, when you say that, everyone looks at the room and says, okay, so he gets the corner now. And I heard that, 5 minutes after he made that speech to the Nevada Independent, which a lot of people are not really enamored with because it's biased.
Yeah, it's a liberal Ralston. Rag.
Yes, I agree completely. And he spent an hour and a half on the phone with their reporter, and they recorded his phone call. And I listened to the recording because they gave it to me. And he said a lot more in that phone call, and I will make it public if I have to, but I don't want to because it really does paint him in a very bad light because he did not support the president at all. But in addition, let's put that aside. Let's cull the negative politics here because we don't need that. Let's talk about a positive message. What can we do for Nevada? And Nevada, we need to have leadership. And the leadership is that we have to organize the party around one point of view. And since he's the only Republican in elected legislature, and he's the senior most Republican in the state, functionally. He was the dean of the Senate when he was there in the state house, and then now he is where he is. And so far, we've lost how many seats? There are a total of 4 districts in Nevada, and I expect we would lose 1 blue seat, but we wouldn't lose all 3 or 4 of them, and we're about to lose his. And if we don't solve this problem right now, we're going to be screwed.
Well, CD2, though, is predominantly Republican. He has the rural vote. He's been very active, very much supported. Why do you think that seat would turn blue?
He hasn't raised a single dollar in the last quarter.
Well, he has a war chest.
Go ahead.
He has a war chest.
Of 300,000, he has a very tiny one. He's got the smallest one in the House right now. Of $300,000, less than that, actually. It's $298,000 last time I checked. Mm-hmm. So,
but,
if the Democrats wanted to win the seat and turn Nevada blue, it would just involve them putting $500,000 against him.
Yeah, but I think that his campaigning will really start if he takes home the primary, which I'm pretty sure he's confident that he will. So
And by the way, I am too, but I'm trying to get him to either stand up and come back to his state and actually function as a congressman, or we have to see new leadership. That's the problem. I mean, I honestly believe that he's essentially treating his seat as a country club membership. And that bothers me. It's terrible. And we need to fix this because if we don't, the party cohesion in the state, and we're speaking at the state level now, is fractured. And we have to unify behind one voice. And if we can do it up here, they're not doing it down in Vegas. I can tell you that right now. Because the circus down there is just insane. It's personal politics down there. But we have our ships of state aligned right here, but we have to fire the cannons in the right direction.
So what would you bring to the office? What are some of the things that you want to see happen for Nevada?
One? Oh, sure. I'll be happy to tell you that. One, I'm young. I'm 38. Two, I will bring in money back home. Three, I will advocate and pay attention to Paiute issues. I'll pay attention to, domestic issues that involve things like homelessness and the mental health crisis and the opioid crisis and everything else like that. I mean, we're not hearing any messaging from that, from the congressman about that, those issues. And those are the issues that hurt families today. And we really need to fix that because, candidly, we have a problem. And it, the first step to solving the problem is admitting you have it, and then the next step is to craft a solution to it. And the solution right now is we need to refocus on our families. And that's something that the quarantining system that we've got right now affords us. We can refocus on our families, and that's good. However, right now we also need to get back to work. Back to work. Because, you know, if we sit on our hands, we're going to lose.
So
we
what would
become
you
police state.
What would you do as a congressperson to get everybody back to work in the state?
Oh, it's easy. One of the things is that the governor doesn't have the authority to do what he did. He doesn't really. There's no constitutional law. There's no statutory law that allows him to shut down the state's businesses. Short of revoking business licenses through the Secretary of State, which Bobber Sagowski, I think, might be a Republican. You know, you have to think about this and ask yourself, well, if that's his only authority, our freedom to assemble, and by the way, I applaud everyone who went to those rallies because guess what? They were peaceable and not peaceful, because peaceable is the right way to put it. They're peaceable, and they respected the Constitution, and they were expressing their constitutional rights. And their right to freedom of assembly was well-positioned, and then religion. Come on, we should be able to go to church if we want to.
So
we should be able to.
Have you ever run for office before?
No.
So why now?
I've run for office as a Democrat, and I'm part of the Walkaway Movement.
Oh.
The last cycle. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I don't like them. And I left the Democratic Party because I thought that their identity politics were so marred and so stupid and so full of themselves that they were injuring our country to the point where it produced a Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
And she's a gas bag.
Well, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, I mean, just Hillary Clinton. The list just goes on and on when you look at what the Democrat Party has produced. So looking at your Facebook page, you know, people can find you there. All they have to do is look for Jesse Hurley. I didn't really, we're already Facebook friends. I didn't realize that. So that's very nice. Again, hopefully working on a website, but do you feel that, say, for some reason, you won the primary against Amade? Do you think that weakens the Republican vote when it comes to going up against the Democrat in the general election?
Since I was a Democrat in the last election, I can tell you that Clint Coble is probably going to win. And because he is a very sharp man, and I'm not gonna belittle him. I'm not gonna question that because guess what? He's a very good guy. He's personable. He's got support in the rurals from the party, and you know, and it all he has to do is wake him up, and then we have to assume as a party that President Trump is going to win. He will, thank God. And you know, this entire story could go the opposite direction, and it either might be a very tight race or it could be a landslide. I'd rather be a landslide in our favor.
Absolutely.
And that means
Absolutely.
That I have to win.
Use your head, vote red.
Yeah. Use your head, vote red. Exactly.
There you go. All right. Jesse Hurley, thank you for joining me today, and I hope that more interest in your run goes your way. Get that website up and running so people can find out more about you and know your opinions. A lot of people don't use Facebook, so they want to feel better about knowing who the candidates are, so you need to get that website up and running, but Thank you so much for joining us today.
Another week.
All right.
And you'll see my billboard up in front of the county office as of next Wednesday.
All right. Jesse Hurley, thank you so much for joining us. And go ahead. Oh, okay.
Don't mail in your ballot.
Don't mail in your ballot.
Go to the county office and vote.
That was going to be my next talking point, Jesse. But thank you for bringing it there for me. Jesse Hurley running for District 2, Congressional District 2, running up against Mark Amaday. Has Mark Amaday lost the rurals? Has he been silent with what's going on and just putting out a newsletter, an email? Not doing any campaigning? Well, he showed up at the majority of the Lincoln Day dinners. This is going to be very interesting, people. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Is FM Talk. There
is... It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We've got people lined up in only 4 minutes before our break here. And, I have some things to say, but it's about you. 884-9910, that's the number for you to call. You can also text at that line as well. Let's hit the phone lines and check in with Linda this morning. Hi, Linda. You want to talk about what Jesse was saying? Oh, are we having problems with our phone again? We've been having problems with our phone system, and we're trying to reboot it and all that good stuff. But I think I got Linda now. Hi, Linda.
Hi. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear. Yes, I can hear you now. So what did you think about what Jesse was saying?
I agree with him. But first off, I want to tell you I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
You have my sympathy. Jesse, 100%. I'm so glad you had him on there because I didn't know who he was on the ballot. But out here doing the recall, I have a lot of people in the rules saying there is no way they're going to vote for Amaday. They're mad.
Was there anything particular that he did or didn't do?
That he stood up for the process to impeach Trump.
Okay. Because he has a lot of...
one of the biggest ones.
He has a lot of supporters, you know, if you talk to Jim DeGraffenreid or somebody like that within the party, you know, they say that was just a process, that if...
Right. But he's been flip-flopping a lot in the last couple of years that he's been there. I mean, he comes out when he wanted to be reelected saying he supported Trump, but then we're hearing he's doing one thing after another that's against Trump. And so, but that was the final straw. Was when he said, "I agree with the process."
Yeah. All right. That's nice to know that.
They're not happy out here. And he needs to be aware that they're not happy out here. He can't count on us. We're not a guaranteed vote for him. He can't even be bothered to show up and talk to any of us.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Linda. Can I get Linda? Yeah, go ahead and finish that statement, Linda.
He puts a lot of money out to go to the big organizations where they might give him more money, but he doesn't come to us, the little people. I agree also with Jesse of taking your vote into the office and voting. Don't mail it. I'm not going to.
Yeah, I'm gonna get to that. I'm gonna have to get to that after the break now. I was gonna do it now, but everybody started calling in. So Linda, thank you so much for letting us know what the rurals are thinking about Amaday. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Joe. Hey Joe, quickly, you've got something that you wrote to the cosmetology board?
I did, and I copied Sisolak, and I'll just give you one or two sentences. I said you're finding D. Goodman shows you are all cowards. You should be supporting the barber community to reopen. And I put a website on this. I'm not going to read it to you. I said, but why does the police officer in this website giving a haircut to the police in Las Vegas not wear a mask, not wear gloves, neither he or the policeman whose hair is being cut? I find that highly discriminatory. And also, I began and I said, when I had young children, my pediatrician said, good grooming includes bathing your child, feeding your child, taking care of their hair, and especially that truly applies to adults and the elderly in this day and age. So I call them all the a-holes, and I also copied our Governor Sisolak.
Okay. Well, make sure that you also copy that, not on the cosmetology board, but there is a barber board. I just found this out.
I'm sorry. I did the barber board. I'm sorry.
Oh, you did. Okay. I'm finding out about all these different boards and people are appointed on, and they are literally running amok. They are running amok with, you know, again, it doesn't matter what you're doing, even if you're a parking, you know, director person. You give somebody just a little bit of power over somebody else, and they just get drunk on it. And we are seeing elected representatives and appointees on different boards and commissions. We are seeing them just drunk with power and just stripping you of your rights just to see how far they can go. Kevin, I hope you hang on the line because we're going to take a Fox News update here, and I will get right back to your question about voting here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
In 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today and hopefully tomorrow and the day after that. Well, actually, the weekend is the day after that. So, wow. We've just opened up a hornet's nest when it comes to Amaday, going through a few of my emails. But let's go back to the phone lines because Kevin in Carson City has a question about voting. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for joining the show today.
Yes, Monica. First of all, sincere condolences on the passing of your father. May he rest in peace.
Thank you. So what is your question on voting?
Okay. First of all, the voting question is, can we actually vote on a machine, or do we just take our ballot to the county election office?
Okay, here's what I have, that you can vote on a machine, but you have to do it early. If you want to vote and use a voting machine, you can do it early between May 23rd and June 5th, but once again, only at the registrar's office. Are you in Washoe County?
Carson City.
In Carson City? Okay, you're going to have to double check that with your registrar's office. But here in Washoe County, they can do it at the building on East 9th Street. Now, if you are going to do it by ballot, by the mail-in ballot, don't mail it in. Honestly, that take it to your registrar's office and give it to them. Because then you have peace of mind that it was delivered. A lot of people, what they have the problem with is the post office. And that's one of the reasons why Nancy Pelosi is pushing so hard to get that millions and millions of dollars for the post office. You know, they've taken on all these deals with Amazon and they're delivering other people's packages. I don't see how these people can still be going out of business. It's just, it's incredible. But if you want to protect your vote and your voice on election day, hand carry that ballot into your registrar's office. If you want to early vote by machine, you can do it. Check with your registrar to see, do you have early voting in Carson City?
Yes.
Okay, then they should have the machine at the registrar's office as well. But just remember that line's going to be long. So be prepared and be patient. But, Kevin, thank you for calling in and asking that. Oh, go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry, Kevin. We've got so many people on the line. I got to get to them. Let's go to Joe, wants to continue the conversation on Tarkanian and Amaday. What's up, Joseph?
Hi, Monica. Yeah, it's Joseph. Yeah, Tarkanian is just a perennial political candidate, seems to me, and listening to his talking there, I mean, he sounds too weak. I wouldn't vote for him. But Amaday, I want to also say something about Amaday. I called him a couple of years ago because I've been blind now for about 8 years, and I have to take these pills to sleep sometimes, and I get them from the VA, and the VA decided to make a new rule where my doctor couldn't give them to me. I had to go to the psych department, have a psych analysis in order to get my pills. I mean, it just, and it really ticked me off. So I called Amadei's office, and they had his girl called back, the one that deals with the VA stuff. And her, basically what she told me is basically like, hey, comrade, you know, just do what you're told. Just go along with the program. And it really ticked me off. So I told her, I said, you know what? I said, I'm not going to vote for him. Her exact words to me were, and I quote, we do not care who you vote for. So I just thought, well, what's the sense of even calling? I mean, it doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican. I mean, it's the same thing with this signing the thing when Tarkanian said he wouldn't sign that recall. Why not? I mean, to me, that is just, I don't understand. I thought Wheeler and Settlemyer would sign it, but I mean, I was surprised. I mean, that they didn't sign it. And I'm like, well, what's wrong with these people? They're just all eunuchs, I guess, because they have no cojones to do anything. They think they have to get along with we have to work with the Democrats. This is always the mantra. We have to work with no, they don't, because the Democrats always say that to them. And do they work with them? Not in your lifetime or mine.
Yeah.
I mean, it never happens.
Yeah, that's what's wrong with the Republican Party when you have rhinos that are controlling it and you have to go along to get along. It really is a misbelief that you're going to get an elected representative that votes for you. These Republicans are supposed to be working for the Republicans who put them in office, and it's just not happening. And like you said, Joseph, Wheeler and Settlemyer, but really no Republican representative anywhere has signed that recall petition except for Ellison out in Elko. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, that's scary. I mean, that's really scary. That does, I mean, that tells me a lot about the Republican Party. I mean,
it's realism.
Yeah, they're useless. I mean, it's just they won't stand up to anything. They're just a bunch of pansies.
They won't stand up for those who elected them, that's for sure.
Right, exactly.
All right. Joseph, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate
Monica.
The time. Let's go back to the phone lines, because this is something I was supposed to be talking about all day. And you know what? You open up one door, you talk to one candidate, and the doors just flood open, and I get away from what I was going to say. And that was, today is the National Day of Prayer. And there is a gathering at the Capitol. There is an event going on from noon until 1, and Karen is joining us right now to tell us a little bit more about it. Karen, I'm sorry I didn't get you on earlier in the week. It just seems like time gets away from you and everything just comes crashing down.
Oh, you're preaching to the choir. I mean, amen, sister, all the way. It has been a busy, they say this is a divine pause, and I'm like, I've never been busier, and because of prayer. And, you know, the prayers have increased in our nation, and people are praying like never before. And so I'm Karen Hockman, obviously, with National Day of Prayer. We are at the Capitol. There's just 10 of us. And we are just praying for our state, our governor, elected officials, and our nation. And you, Monica, we're praying for you, all those who are just integral in bringing transformation and restoration in our state and our nation. And so we just want to thank you for letting us broadcast live so we can get more people to pray today. Our president has observed it, has acknowledged it. Unfortunately, we did not get the proclamation from our governor, but we did get one from our mayor. And so we will be reading the proclamation, the official proclamation from our president today here at the Capitol steps. And, you know, just now more than ever, we need to pray. Sometimes when you've done all you can do in the natural, we need to seek a higher power, God, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Savior. He restores all things. We have faith. And through all this crisis, our faith has increased. We're just seeing God move in miraculous ways in the last 2 months. And we just heard, I'm not sure if you heard, Monica, at 3 o'clock, I believe, Governor Sisolak has plans, maybe you know more, to reopen the state more so than what he was planning. So we just heard about an hour ago.
He's going to release phase one, and he's going to start his press conference at 3 o'clock, which actually I need to put the information up on the website because you can listen to it. You can, you know, go online and listen to it if you'd like. And it's going to be very interesting to see what he says, because every time he comes out with one of these phases of the plans, people aren't happy. Last time, you know, the mayor from Oregon came out, or the governor from Oregon came out, she changed the plans to July 6th to open up. So I'm going to be very interested to see what Sisolak has to say. But, you know, Karen, you know better than I do that where one or more gather in his name, he is there.
Come on.
So I am so glad that you are all there together, and we are with you in spirit, and God bless you.
Thank you.
All of my blessings.
Thank you, Monica.
We should have been pushing this all week to get more people there, but you're not going to start really until 12 o'clock. So if you are in the area of the state capitol, please stop by and lend your voice, lend your prayers, and lend your support as well.
Yes. And also real quickly, from 12 to 1, I will be on Facebook, National Day of Prayer, Nevada Facebook page. It's public. I want to invite all your listeners to join us. Also, do you mind if I pray right now, Monica, for all the listeners?
Please.
Okay. Well, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you that you're a present help in times of trouble. And we thank you we have a record of your faithfulness and that we can trust you in this hour of crisis and change. And we just cry out, Father, that you would establish your will in our governors, in our nation, Lord, that you would move heaven and earth, which you already have. You've shaken the foundations of the earth and the hearts of man, Lord, to get their attention, to turn their hearts to you, and to humble themselves and pray. So, Lord, we just pray. We bless you, and we pray, let your will be done. Let your kingdom be established in our nation. And we pray for a miraculous, divine intervention over our governor, Lord, that he would hear you, he would hear your voice, and he would reopen this state in the name of Yeshua. Amen.
Amen. Karen, thank you so much. And I'm going to add right into there, and please give us the wisdom and the sight for all of the primary candidates to choose the right ones. So,
that's
Karen.
Good. Yes, Lord.
Thank you so much for joining me. And we'll talk again and we'll pray again. And we'll keep our spirits high with all of this darkness surrounding us, because we are the light from dark to light. I'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It is the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, 884-9910. We're going to close the lines to call into the show now, but you can still text us at that number, 884-9910, and log on to 991fmtalk.com. It's our webpage. I want to ask your thoughts on the pandemic. With knowing what we all know now about how this has progressed with COVID-19, what we're looking at, do you think this should have ever been designated a pandemic? Or was this a plan? 991fmtalk.com. That is today's poll question. So a quick couple of emails here. Monica, the problem with the post office deficit is not income cost. It's pensions. The only governmental agency that require prepayment of retirement benefits is the post office, thanks to President Bush. How to fix the problem? Stop government pensions and put government and pensions, government employees on the same plans we commoners have to use. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Social Security and 401k plans. Those currently drawing retirement benefits should see their yearly take reduced by 10% each year. Mike. Thank you so much, Mike. I thought the post office was a private entity. I didn't think that they were a government entity. Why are we even involved with them at all? I don't understand. You know, somebody explain that to me. Nearly all men can stand adversity. If you want to test a man's character, give him power. Abraham Lincoln. Vance, thank you for that quote. Boy, that really sums it up there. Skip, referring to Mark Amaday, he's a rhino at best, part of the illustrious swamp, no rep of mine. Well, Skip, look at who his buddies growing up. You know, I wonder if that pack has anything to do with it, with Sandoval and Heller. Those were the three musketeers. So what do you expect? Also, a couple of other things. These are just my final thoughts as we wrap up today. The same people who fly around in their private jets are telling you and marketing to you to stay at home and embrace the new normal. Wow. So what is the new normal? Now, I want you to think about this. I want you to think long and hard about this. Guys, are you going to give up the man cave, hanging out with the boys, having a beer, watching football, or any game, actually? Hanging out, doing your work, doing your projects, working on those classic cars. Do you honestly believe that the narcissistic people out there are going to stop taking selfies with their buddies and, you know, with their pets? Ladies, are you going to stop meeting the girls for a glass of wine after work? Sitting around with the girls, just hanging out and talking? Their new normal is physical distance, plexiglass separation. If you have a plexiglass company, boy, you're in for it. The orders are going to start coming in. Face masks. Why do you think so many producers are just producing face masks and selling a 50-cent scrap of fabric and elastic for $25, some as high as $30, when they are doing you absolutely no good? You're breathing in constantly the garbage, the toxins that your body is trying to expel, but you're just taking it all back in because you're just accepting it. Face masks, worst thing out there. So much for romantic dinners, reaching across the table and holding hands. So much for any type of contact. They're already putting in place contact tracing. You have to register at a restaurant, your name, your address, who you've been around, who you're with, phone number. They're not just going to go by your phone. Mandatory vaccines, my butt. I'm not doing anything I guess I'll be leading a very sheltered life if we have mandatory vaccines. What happened to your body, your choice? Look at all the people standing in line at Walmart, Home Depot, every place else. You can't work, but you can shop. And you can sure as heck volunteer. That's what they want you to do. How many restaurants do you think can survive on 25% less seating in their restaurants? How many stadiums are going to stay open because the baseball games and everything are just going to be televised now, the football games? No fans and stands. What the hell are we building that monstrosity in Vegas for? Theaters, churches. Is this new normal what you really want to call normal? Because if you don't speak up now, they win. And it'll be a cold day in hell for me when I let that happen.